Welcome to Cypher Stories, giving a voice to the homeless. The number of homeless people in Britain continues to rise, and in the first quarter of 2018 reached 320,000. That's one in every 200 people. The last Rough Sleep account revealed that on average 91 people sleep on the streets of Birmingham every single night. In Cypher Stories, Giving a Voice to the Homeless, we meet some of the people living with homelessness and using the charity Cypher Fireside to help them navigate through this extremely difficult time. This episode will take you through an average day at the Cypher Fireside Drop-In Centre. We'll meet some of the clients that use their many services, but unusually for this podcast, we'll mostly hear from the staff and volunteers who work so hard to make it happen every day. And so the day begins. It's 8:30. I'm in Digbeth. I'm at Cypher Fireside. Already people waiting outside to go in for their breakfast, which starts at 9 o'clock, and I'm about to go in for the team briefing. So the team briefing's about to start. They decided they didn't want me recording any of the team briefing because some of the issues discussed potentially around certain clients or certain things that have been happening in the drop-in centre or might happen in the drop-in centre. Some of those things are a little sensitive, so I've stepped out. It's one of the things when you work in this area, you have to remember that the people that use Cypher Fireside, the clients here, are an incredibly vulnerable group of people, and that has to be respected and understood at all times. So they're going to have their team briefing, and then the doors are going to open, and I'm going to start meeting the people who have arrived for breakfast.
Hi, my name's Maria, and I'm the volunteer coordinator. I look after all of our volunteers, of which we've got around 40 plus, and then all of the corporate teams that come in as well.
So you are currently filling bowls with what looks like rather delicious sort of granola.
I'll tell you what, we've got some fab breakfast today. We've got croissants, we've got toast. Even though our toast is broken, we're cracking on. We found two more toasters, and also we've got cereal. So yeah, we always try and provide a lovely spread for our clients.
How many clients would you normally see at breakfast time?
Between 80 to 100.
Does what you provide for breakfast vary widely depending on what people have donated?
Yes, it does. It depends on what's donated and what we get in via the Fair Share system, which is where the supermarkets provide their excess to us via Fair Share, the charity. So some days we might have fresh fruit, some days we might be giving out cheese and meat, sometimes it might just be fish, baked beans and that kind of thing. So every day is different, really. It's a bit ready, steady, cook, both for breakfast and for lunch, depending on what we've got. So we're very, very creative.
I'm in what I would describe as the bowels of the kitchen. Who are you?
I'm Maria.
And what do you do here, Maria?
I'm a volunteer. I'm their main cook.
So you're peeling potatoes while everyone else is putting cereal in bowls. So you're getting lunch ready.
Yeah, I am.
And what's on the menu today, Maria?
I'm going to do chicken salad, and these are going to be potato salad and couscous.
Sounds nice.
And vegetarians will have a pizza, so with the couscous and potato salad.
Why do you do this, Maria?
I'm having a break. I've 7 children and 5 have disabilities. They're adult children, and there's 2 with bipolar and 3 with autism. So my sister, she's got them now, and I'm just here getting away from the home life.
You bill this as a break. I think it's a little bit more generous than that. You could be having a walk in the park, Maria.
My sister said that, but I thought you could do better than that.
I'll leave you to your spuds. Thanks for chatting
to me. Thank you very much.
I'm Jane.
And what are you doing, Jane?
And basically, I work on the service desk. So this is where the guys come in, all the ladies come in, put their name down for a shower. Then there's only 3 showers at the moment, so they have to have a list, and I work through the list. They also can put their name down to see the dentist, or put their name down for a phone call. But then you've got guys that will come and just say, can I have a razor or some shampoo or some bits and pieces like that. So it's just their basic hygiene needs and everything can met here.
So you're folding towels right now?
I am. There are a time when we actually run out of towels, which can be quite stressful. So we have to keep on top of the washing in there. We've got a laundry room in there with a huge industrial tumble dryer that was donated. And then we've got 2 washing machines. So we wash all the towels as we go on throughout the day. And then we have once a day, a client will come in and they will have their own clothes washed. So there's a book on the front desk and they basically put their name down and it's like booked weeks in advance, and then they'll come in with their own washing and we wash and dry their clothes for them here.
How many showers generally do you get through in a day?
Right, well, my top one has been 23. Do you want me to start?
Okay, thank you.
Just phone call. Okay.
So the first one, your first one's on the list.
Yeah.
So
he's just for a phone call, but we get through about 23. I can do. And then I have to limit them to 10 minutes each and get people to knock on the doors. But basically, I like to work my way through the list.
Good morning, you going straight inside? Yes, of course.
Hi, morning. Yeah, good, thank you.
Thank you.
Interesting priority, isn't it? Obviously, breakfast's about to happen, but yeah. People are like, no, I want a shower today.
They do. Yeah, oh yeah, we get the direct time to do it. You know, the shower.
So the doors have opened, and Jane's going to be way too busy to carry on speaking to me now because there is just a stream of people coming in, taking shower gel, shaving foam, razors, wanting to make sure they're on the list for the shower. It's kind of like the clock's ticked around to 9 and boom, we're off.
My name's Debbie. We're in the reception area at the moment.
Okay, and the doors have been open about 15 minutes, haven't they?
Yeah,
so it's pretty busy.
Yeah, yeah, so the first 15 minutes are really busy. People are queuing up from before 9 o'clock.
It's very calm though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very friendly, very calm. We get to know a few of the names, but otherwise they give us the names. They write the names down.
I'll let you crack on because people are trying to check in.
Okay, thank you.
So it's pretty frenetic on reception. Staff are just chatting to people who are new about their needs and checking people in, and a lot of the people who are arriving right now don't want to talk to me because they want to make sure they get on the shower list or the clothes washing list or something else. It's a very busy time. It's very well ordered. Everything's moving very smoothly. There's no sense of urgency or bother, but it is busy.
1 minute, please.
I'm definitely a spare part right now. So in the corner of reception there's a kind of stack of plastic boxes that have got socks and boxes and t-shirts in. So a lot of the people coming in checking in are asking for socks and boxes and t-shirts as they arrive. Sock situation isn't great at the minute. Very small socks getting handed out to some very big men, but I suppose it's better than nothing.
I
just want to ask you what you're doing. So people are coming in and they're wanting clothing.
Yes.
So what happens? What's the system?
Right, there's a big cupboard down the bottom. We take on so many names and then they get called in and they can pick between jackets, jumpers, coats, shoes, things like that. But then behind the desk we also have pants, socks, hats, t-shirts, just in case they can't get on the list.
So when you say they can't get on the list, can you only have a certain amount of people a day? Yeah. How many people is that?
Well, today we've got 13, but it shouldn't really be that many. So, yeah.
And it's only been open 15 minutes.
I know.
So people are going to come in later and want clothing and not be able to get it today.
We do sneakily get into the cupboard when on an urgency matter, but we shouldn't do.
Do you know, if there's one thing I've noticed about everyone who works at Cypher Fireside is you bend the rules in the best possible way.
Yeah, kind of slightly, but we don't. Yeah.
What's your name?
Emma.
Emma, nice to speak to you.
Thank you.
Have you got any decent boxes?
Hi guys, my name's Rachel. I record a podcast for Cypher Fireside.
Yeah.
Would you mind speaking to me briefly? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, good.
What's your name?
Ricky.
And you've just come in and grabbed yourself some socks and pants.
Yeah, and I've got my name down first for clothes as well.
Nice. What are you hoping to get today?
Some good, decent
trousers, shirt, jeans, everything.
Skinny leg jeans. I've just nosing in the window. I've got loads of trainers and that in there as well.
And how often would you get new clothes?
I haven't had none from here for ages.
Right, okay.
Because I never get here first to put my name down first, and all the good stuff goes.
So you're on the list. You're excited for trainers
I'm
and jeans.
I'm top of the shop.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
So you have some breakfast and wait. What time does it open, the clothing thing, do you know?
10:30, I think, isn't it?
Okay, 10,
yeah.
Cool, all right. Well, I'll kind of come and grab you later and see what you've got, like, it's
all
after
right,
the sales.
It's a day
Okay. I'm back with you now, Jane, because you had that flurry, didn't you?
Oh, I know, I told him he stole my moment. He told me to start work, how dare he.
So is the list for showers full up now? Where are you at?
20 at the moment, so we've got up to 20, but I mean there's a few gaps there because Benjamin wanted to have two showers today, so he's gone in now and he's put his name in right at the very end, hopefully. But no, we have had 23, and when I go home on the bus I have a great sense of satisfaction if we've got through the list. Kind of, we have to get through the list, so then we will start saying to the guys, will you only take 10 minutes? And they're all really gracious to each other, so yeah, so they come here and they get themselves ready for the weekend and they look really clean shaven and hair washed, and they all come in, and then they come out of the shower and they look amazing. They've got a huge smile on their face, and they just feel really fresh and really, you know, sort of looked after as well. So come in, have a shower, get some new clothes, and just feel, have something to eat, and that's just what it's all about, really.
It's all the stuff we take for granted, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah, those little things. I mean, some of them don't manage to get, you know, they won't jump in the shower, but they'll come to get their towel and their toothbrush and just do their general ablutions every day, and it's just somewhere for them to come, and it's fabulous.
I chat to one of the men queuing for breakfast. He's what I'd call a bit of a wind-up merchant.
My name? My name is Eklam Kuri Dolnani.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It basically says one curry, two naans.
So is that what you tell people your name is? You're a bit of a joker, aren't you? And you said to me that you're Hank Marvin.
That means I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know that one.
But I'm not starving though, because people in Africa are starving, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Breakfast is well underway, and the shower queue is full up, and the clothing list is full up. And yeah, everyone's just very calm actually in here. It's a bit like breakfast at a large chain hotel, really. People sitting around reading the paper, eating their breakfast, drinking a tea, chatting with each other. It's nice. A guy called Chris approaches me and wants to chat. He is both a client and a volunteer at Cypher Fireside.
I volunteer in the kitchen. I put on hold for a little bit because I'm trying to sort out a few problems, but I'm going to go back there hopefully this Monday. It's mainly Monday mornings that I do. But I used to drop in to come down and sort out any problems that I've got. The staff here are very supportive. Like, I speak to Jackie, who's one of the staff here, or anyone that I really get along with. And I've also got some friends down here.
And what's your housing situation like at the moment, Chris?
At the moment, I'm living in a hostel in Bosley. I've now been there for 6 years.
Wow.
So I'm settled there. I've been in a few places that I don't even want to think about.
What have you come to Cypher for specifically today? Is there anything specifically you're after?
I came here mainly to have breakfast this morning. Well, it's just not just to get to breakfast, it's to chat to people as well. It's to get chat to your friends and just be out, especially on a day like this and this beautiful sunny weather. So I may come back down here or I may go somewhere else. I know so many people around here, and they all know me. So.
And how long have you been using Cypher for?
Well, I've been in Birmingham now 8 years. I've been using Cypher for about 6 years.
And what brought you to Birmingham in the first place?
I moved from being with one of my partners, then moved to Plymouth, and then split up with her, and I found out about a place called Battelle, which is an alcohol support agency, and that was in Birmingham. I tried it a few times but failed, so didn't have anywhere to go after that, so I decided that I would try and find a place within Birmingham, because I've never been here before, see what it was like, and decided to stay here.
And how are you right now with your alcohol?
I'm a bit up and down, I'm not going to lie to you. I have my bad days, my good days and my bad days. But I'm going to try and... I've got the support here and I've got the support of other agencies around the area. I'd say Cypher is my main support.
Talking to Chris, I'm reminded that the drop-in offers more than food and clothing. It offers much-needed companionship and emotional support.
I'm IT and Communications Administrator.
And how long have you worked here, Andy?
Coming up for 2.5 years now. Very, very quickly, it's gone past.
And what did you do before? Where were you working before this?
Oh, lots of corporates, IT, programming, project management, the sort of grey suit, normal rat race. Hit my mid-40s, felt like I didn't really need many more flat-screen TVs. The money wasn't terribly important as long as I had enough. So I decided to quit, basically, and find something a bit more meaningful. I have a personal connection with the homelessness in my family, so it felt like this was the right sort of thing to look for, and luckily within a week of looking I found a job here and started almost immediately, and I've never looked back since.
Do you mind telling me a little bit about your personal connection to homelessness?
Yeah, not at all. I've got two younger brothers. Many years ago, 20 years ago, both of them were actually drug addicts on heroin and crack. The younger one still to this day has issues and has throughout the last 20 years or so been through some difficulties, which include things like being homeless. He moved to London. Luckily, he's got family now and he has children, but still he has difficulties. And it felt like these were people that were not represented particularly. So I thought that this would be something that would talk to me.
And what have you learnt?
Oh my gosh.
Been working here?
Well, it's because it's a very, very different environment to anything I've ever done before. Things like safeguarding and boundaries were never as important historically. But coming to a place like this, there's a whole new awareness that you have to have. But also, it challenged an entire set of prejudices I had. I mean, prior to here, just the concept of a homeless person and a rough sleeper being a different entity didn't occur to me. In my mind, they were the same thing. And coming here, I've got to make some really, really great connections with people. I look forward to seeing those people every day and asking how they are and seeing if I can help, even though I'm not directly a support worker or project worker or work with those people. You still make connections. And if I can help them with the skills that I have, indirectly or directly, then, you know, I think it's a win-win situation.
That's one of the things that I noticed about Cypher early on and love to see is that there is no backroom team. Because everyone at some point, Melissa this morning, who's fundraising, is filling bowls with cereal.
Absolutely.
And she's got a penny on.
Yeah.
You know, and there is no line drawn. Absolutely. Everyone gets on with their job.
Everybody has
but
to
everyone
get
is yeah. front of house.
Everyone mucks in. So it's fulfilling a lot of my needs, and hopefully I'm giving something back as well.
I'll let you go now because you've probably got a computer to turn off and on again. I know what you IT people are like.
Reboot, reboot. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
We're in the clothing store, and what you after, Ricky? You after some trainers and some jeans?
Yeah.
What size feet are you?
5.5.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. What about these? You wouldn't wear those. You look for something plainer.
No, just something half decent, you know what I mean? So you can get lucky sometimes, you know what I mean? Just depends. It depends what's here like.
Quite a long list today, though. Is
it? Yeah. How long does everyone get in here?
Well,
see, every time I come here, I don't get lucky, I don't get nothing. Everyone's been coming up with trainers.
You want something skinny though, don't you?
Yeah, I want some smaller. What sizes are all these? Like,
that says it's 8 to 14, so it's all a bit of everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite big. Where are the men's ones?
Got an iron.
Got an iron. They definitely need an iron, those mate.
Quite nice, please, because I've got other people in there.
You done, Ricky? Can we have a little chat? So you're a bit disappointed today?
Yeah, I am, because other people are going in there and they're coming out with good stuff.
You got a hoodie? Have you had your breakfast? Good. I understand Ricky's frustration, but like everything at Cypher, the clothing store relies on donations, and so it's very much potluck. Brian, who's in charge of the clothing store, is shouting out names on the list. It's two at a time in here right now, so he's running a tight ship in they come. What are you after in the clothing store today, Abdul?
What clothes I want, jumper? If I get a nice jacket, no nice.
Crack on. It's like supermarket sweep in here. It's like, fill your basket as quick as you can.
30 or 31, one trouser, please.
Trousers, 31.
Right. That's 32.
Here we go.
32 up there.
Do you want jeans?
You want a jumper as well, Abdul?
Yeah.
A fleece?
Yeah.
About that?
If I do see one, you know, I'll keep it for you.
Yeah.
Quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice and bright, good condition.
Yeah, condition is all good, yeah. Abdul like good condition.
Abdul like good condition. You want to go out in your good threads, Abdul?
1 week, 2 week, and then bring back.
I'm Abdul's fashion advisor. You have a nice red fleece, looking smart. No worries, bye. Back at reception, I'm learning how the post system works.
And then you just record it with today's date, the name of the person, and you sign it. Then we've got a filing cabinet here where we just file it away so the clients come in, ask for their post, we check it, then they sign the post out. We've also got a safe here so we keep passports for people, documents, we lock them away, yeah.
You really do run a service that enables people to have the most normal and secure lifestyle within the confines of what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
My name's Nicola Elizare and I'm a tenancy sustainability worker at Cypher Fireside.
And what does that mean?
I manage vulnerably housed clients. I try and support clients what are not housed, what are rough sleeping. I help them with their welfare benefits, especially around universal credit, also registering for housing so they can move on if they're in homeless accommodation. So you'll find that a lot of them have not looked into kind of moving on from that accommodation and don't know how to go about it. I work with the Changing Lives team, so we do budgeting workshops, getting them to engage with all the services within Cypher, getting them interested in volunteering. So pretty busy, pretty busy day.
Now, you mentioned people who are maybe living in temporary accommodation or hostels and bridging that gap.
I had a conversation yesterday with a couple of people at probation, and they were saying that they're in supported accommodation, but they don't know how to move on. They don't know what to ask for, or if they go into employment, for example, because the rents are very high in supported accommodation. So they'll find that even if they get work, they can't afford the rent. So it's like, well, what do? I want to move out of supported accommodation, maybe into a private tenancy or local authority. Private tenancies, again, they need help with deposits. If they are in receipt and they do get some housing costs for universal credit or housing benefit, it doesn't always cover the full rent. What do I do? So there's lots of help there needed with budgeting, because obviously they're making steps to go into employment training or moving on. But it stops them from moving on, you see.
The financial commitment.
The financial side of it. So, yeah, in terms of, like, deposits, and you'll find that most private landlords, you know, the rents are extremely high in Birmingham. There's not enough one-bedroom properties. There are a lot of challenges, and we do try and, you know, give a holistic approach and look at all the solutions.
My name is Manjit. I'm a voluntary dentist. I've been in national health practice for 40 years. Retired about a year ago. And initially I did some charity work with a charity called Midlands Lunga Seva, who basically feed the homeless on the streets. They've grown from feeding about 10, 15 in Walsall to feeding 30,000 a week.
Wow.
During this time of helping out, I noticed how awful their teeth were. No fault of theirs, it's just the situation they're in. And looked around for somehow to help them out with their oral health needs. I did a bit of research and found out that Cypher had a centre in Digbeth. When they found out that I was interested, they jumped at it. I've been here for the best part of a year. I come here on a Friday morning and assess patients, the homeless who need treatment. It's difficult enough anyway with regards to dental treatment for the man in the street or the woman to register with a dentist. It's pretty well impossible for these guys. So I see them at my practice in Acox Green. My son runs that now. I run a voluntary clinic on a Saturday morning, which I fund. Cypher itself will provide whoever needs them with the free bus passes they attend the following day. It has to be like that, really, because if you plan too far ahead, they will just forget or they just won't bother going. If we can sort of nab them whilst they're reasonably cooperative, we can normally see the majority of them the following day.
And how many people would you see on a Friday morning here at Cypher?
It's open-ended. I mean, I can see up to a dozen. But when it comes to the Saturday morning, we will see them at the surgery at the most, five, six, because it's just a morning surgery.
And what can you do for them here today? Is it just an assessment or can you help them in any way?
Well, there's two aspects to that question. First of all, obviously I can assess them, but secondly, you forget that a lot of them are actually quite lonely. One of the things that I really get a lot of pleasure from is just listening to them, hearing their stories, just, you know, giving them a sympathetic ear, giving them time to talk. Because normally when you go to a doctor and dentist, it's in-out rushing. So it's almost like, yes, I assess them, but I try and help them any way I can, just give them a little bit of comfort. And although it seems small, to people like this, it's massive.
Well, thank you for your time, because I know you've got a queue of people waiting to see you, so...
I'll let you get on with that.
Thank you.
When breakfast and lunch have been served and the drop-in is wrapping up for the day, other important activities begin, like rehearsals for Cypher Fireside's resident band, The Bubble, who we met in our very first episode.
Hi, I'm Gareth, and I'm a project worker on the drop-in.
I'm Darren, I'm just a dropout, I am, like...
And a guitarist.
And a guitarist, bassist really, but like I can play guitar as well.
Hello, I'm Silmarine and I play the piano.
Beautifully. I look forward to hearing it again.
Yeah. My name's Paul and I play the drums.
Are you going to play the biscuit tin for us today?
Oh, yes.
I'm Chairs, I sing at the Bubble.
Silmarine, how long have you been in the Bubble?
1 year.
And what do you get out of it?
Oh, it's motivate me, give me more confidence. I had fun, I enjoyed it.
You certainly look like you're enjoying it.
Every moment.
Let me have a little word with you, Darren, if you don't mind. So you say you're a bassist. Have you been in bands in the past?
I am in a band, too.
And what kind of music do you play?
That's punk, that is. That's pretty hardcore punk, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a little bit more chilled in the Bubble.
A lot more chilled, okay.
And what do you get out of being in the Bubble?
I don't know, I've only been here 2 minutes.
Oh, have you? Is this your first day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, a new member, the newest member of the band.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't mind playing along with people. I don't mind what genre of music it is like. You know, just like having a laugh and playing along with people. And
well, I walked in and assumed you'd been in the band a while, because, like you say, you are just playing along and just fitting in.
Yeah.
Good, well, long way at last. Have a quick word with you, Chez.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in the Bubble?
Been in the Bubble about a year. I've been in the choir of no name for about 3 years. And I've been in dissenters for about a couple of years as well.
So you're really growing your musical range.
Yeah, and I'm in the Yardley Community Singers Choir in Yardley. I've only been there a couple of months.
And what do you get out of being in the Bubble here at Cypher?
Oh, it's brilliant. It relaxes you. It gives you confidence. You can talk and chat to everybody, and it's great. It's lovely to relax and chill in a peaceful environment.
Are you happy to perform for me today, everyone?
Yes.
Whenever I spend time at Cypher Fireside, I'm humbled by the graciousness and humility of the clients. But today, it was the staff and volunteers who really blew me away. The unswerving desire to help just that little bit more than they're supposed to or have time or resources for. In short, the love they show day in, day out. Thank you to everyone who took part in this episode, and thank you so much for listening to Cypher Stories, Giving a Voice to the Homeless.
Call me if you need a friend, call me.